All right, up we go, everybody. Thanks for coming back. Nice, big, happy Santa Claus kind of sound. One, two. Don't breathe in, stop, and then sing. It's a circular kind of thing. Right? Don't set that voice into that position. Just breathe and sing through. Think the pitch. And why I stop is to make sure you have the vowel in your mouth. Have the vowel in your mouth, the pitch in your head, and sing on the breath. Besides that, it was perfect. Here we go. Ready? And.
I sigh to sing.
You don't hear that switch from the men. You want to make your sound be like someone just told you the best surprise in the world. Oh my God. Right? Not, do I really have to do that? Ready? Next, please. And sing on the vowel through the breath. Ready?
I sigh to sing. I sigh to sing. I sigh to sing.
And then as you get up to the top, just try not to toothpaste it out, especially sopranos. Make sure it's not I. I sigh to sing. Open. Right where we are, Emma, please. And
I sigh to sing.
The last thing I'll say about it is, you know, singing is really sort of like refined yelling. It's really like refined yelling. You're not yelling, but it's really refined. And it's not anything close to speech. So if you feel like it feels normal to you, it's probably not quite right. It should just feel kind of like, you're not doing that, but to exaggerate, prove a point, right? So just feel like you're just throwing that sound into the room, right where we are. Now let's go down a half step, another half step, another one, that one. Ready, and.
I start to sing.
So these three pieces, Shropshire Lad, looks like this. Were written back in the early 90s by a guy named Stuart Gillespie, who Ellie has sung with, right? Ellie Stuart was head of choirs at Vatican. It went to different names. I never remember what it was. And he retired 15 years ago. He lives up in Maine now, and he's a big sailor. He's always sailing on the ocean. But Stu's a great, great guy. He wrote these three pieces, which are going to be great for us. based on three poems of A.E. Housman, who's one of my favorite poets, this set of poetry called Shropshire Lad. These pieces are great for our choir for a lot of reasons, but from a poetry standpoint is they talk a lot about things that all of us have dealt with as being not kids anymore. You know, it's about Shropshire Lad's about growing up, leaving home, loss, starting to value what's important in life. As you know, it's a very good set of poetry. White in the Moon, we're doing three of the poems, White in the Moon, Pity Me, and When I Was 1 in 20, which is one of my favorite poems of all time. So we're going to start it. And this first piece is pretty easy. Sopranos, you have the tune, and everyone else just does accompanying stuff. So Emma's going to play just the alto, tenor, and bass part. Okay? Ready, Emma? Just the alto, tenor, and bass part. From the beginning. So let's do it once. One, two, three. Color of this whole thing. White in the moon, the long road lies, the moon stands blank above. We're setting the scene, right? You're walking down a path, the long road's in front of you, the moon stands above. White in the moon, the long road lies, that leads me from my love. So it has to be in minor, right? Because it's a little bit sad as you're leaving. Okay? So here's a soprano part layered over that. Will you play everything? One, two, three. Gesture, not why did the moon the long road lies da 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 da. One thought. Da da dee da 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 dee da da da. Right, one thought, not a bunch of notes. Everyone please, the voice parts. And so obviously bass and tenors are unison, so I don't need a lot of volume. I just need to be nice and pretty and in tune. One, two, everyone. That A stands like rock solid in tune. Just keep it in tune, nice and easy and light. After you hit the movie part, because you're the walking, you get it. Da, da, da. So make sure we hear that walking gesture. Nice sopranos, but I don't know why some girls are going, white is the moon? White in the moon. The long road lies. Okay? So just white in the moon. Okay, one more time, please. With one, two, three. More, it's a little bit throaty. Feel it in two, so don't feel white in, but feel white in the moon, the long road. Almost feel it in one. Does that make sense what I'm saying? Don't feel all the beats, it's going to make it heavy. Okay, nice. Thanks for clearing up the words. Alto is a little fishy on the chromatics, but maybe you'll get it the third time. Okay, can we go on for now? And Emma's just going to play the lower three parts. Because I want you to realize, like, you want to listen to the chord progression. Not all these notes. Ready? Emma, when you're ready, still hangs. One, two. Actually, Emma, just play every beat one and three. One, two, three. chord progression. So don't pound it off. Hang saw. Still hangs the hedge without a... Okay, bottom three parts, please. One, one, two.
Still hangs the hedge without a...
Rest.
Still
hangs the shadows stay. Got it? Got it? One more time. Add the sopranos, please. Add the sopranos. One, two.
Still hangs the...
And just try and sigh out that sound. It's not bad the first time through, but just a little bit cloth. It's a little bit speaky, right? Just open, 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 and you got a little bit off on my feet upon the moonlit dust pursue the sea, sue the sea. One and two and three. The whole first verse, please, from measure five. Same. Kind of off the beauty on Moon Stands and Blank. Da 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 ba ba da 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 da. Just gotta hear the tune, gotta hear the vowel more, less consonant. One more time, please. Moon stands, moon stands, moon stands, moon stands. Okay, one more time. One, two, three.
Sorry.
I hear too much. Why? And I want to hear white in the moon, white in, not white in the moon. Get to moon. One, two, three.
White in the moon.
Nice. Sorry. We're coming off, coming at the descending scale, so friends, you get real heavy, way out of tune. Moon stands blank above. That descending scale there, you're just really getting heavy going through the middle of your voice there. Just lighten up, moon stands blank above. Just make sure that descending scale is lighter and more in tune. Going on, please. Going on, please. Two, three. By that I mean measure 7, moon stands blank above. And by that I mean measure 11, leave me for my love. When you're going from sort of mid voice to low voice, just lighten up, lighten up, lighten up, so it stays pretty. So it stays pretty. Hey, two things. Going on to fermata, measure 18, it's watch my hands, please. Moonlit dust pursue. Dust pursue. Make sure you take care of that ST.
So
make
we're
sure.
Holding that over there that we don't breathe in there.
Correct.
Okay.
That's what the dot, dot, dot means. Okay, and the second thing is you're doing a brilliant job, but it's not quite there. Measure 14, getting off the word gust. Out gust, still. There's a lot there. Gust, still. Gust, still. You got to reach, take care of all of that. Okay, can we go on, please? Can we go on, please? Second verse, the world around. Ready, one, two.
The world around us so gathers still as spring through leaves the tread. Tread not your joy.
Very nice, very nice. Just kind of just realize you have a harmony part there, right? We should find the third. So you got to hear the world. Da, 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 da. Find that harmony a little bit closer, but that's the first time through it. Nice. There is, this is from my old high school, so you might have some breath marks in there that I'm not giving you right now. Don't put them in unless I give them to you, okay? So anything that's in there that I'm not telling you to do, ignore. Okay? Let's do that. Let's go on for now. But ere the circle homeward lies, far, far must it move. One, and you'll see this is just the B part of the tune, right? One, two.
God is
oh, very nice, everybody. Good job. Now, going on, sopranos, who sang? Who sings first soprano? Okay, who sings second soprano? Great, perfect. So, okay, so basically looking at, don't freak out, soprano.
Bright in the moon, the long road lies, that leads me from my,
yeah, you just have to find that A.
White in,
you'll be fine. Okay, try sopranos alone, please, white in the moon. One, two, ready, and.
White in the moon.
Yes, go up.
Long road lies.
One more time. Thank you. We have one brave person in the group. One more time, please.
White in the moon, the long road lies.
That's all it is. One, two, again, go.
White in the moon, the long road lies.
There you go. Now sing those second sopranos and ready, and. Awesome, good for you, good for you, awesome. I know, you're just being like, hey, I'm just being in the chorus singing, what's the big deal? Hey, great, everyone look at that last rhythm, leads me from my love. Different rhythm, right? That's a different rhythm. Can we have all the parts from White in the Moon, top of page 5, measure 33. One, two, ready, and. I'm not convinced, second sopranos.
White in the moon, white in the moon.
Ah! Once again, ready, go. Next note, same note. Very nice. Good. Hey, everybody. Excellent. Can everyone look at measure 35 and repeat after me after I do it?
Leads me from my love.
Two, you guys speak.
Leads me from my love.
Okay, so just get that rhythm. Well, a bunch of you were sluggish. Could we do the whole second verse? This is all the way back to page 3. The world is round, so travelers tell. Field in 2. Look up, please.
The world is round.
Or 1.
The world is round, so travelers.
Don't field in 4.
The world is round.
We've got to field in 2 or in 1. Otherwise, it's going to be... the guy's walking, and he's sad about walking, but he's not like... Okay, we got to move it along. Ready? The world is round. One, two.
The world is round. Two, three.
One, and two, and three. Question of the night. Why is, because we have all these C sharps, right? You see those? You guys have C sharps, seen half of some C sharps, right? Why is it only a Picardy third at the end of the song and not all the other C sharps? Yeah, it does make it major. That's what Picardy third does. Picardy third only happens is a Picardy third at the end of the piece. So all those other accidentals are not Picardy third. See, you didn't know that, or you did? Or you...
Ah.
Great. Yeah.
Measure 35
for that
first quarter note is missing a dot, and I think mentally that's what people are saying, right?
Measure 35?
Yep.
Oh, gotcha. Thank you, Rick. Yes, everybody, it doesn't matter now, but everyone, everybody in measure 35... I'm sure that's exactly why they did it all wrong.
That's why I did it.
Measure 35, the note on me, it's missing a dot. It should be eighth note, dot, quarter note. Leads me from my love.
Good catch, Rick.
All right, so up we go, the whole song. Yeah, 1 second, Shel. Have a seat for a second. Yes. On what measure? 14. Out of August. Still, just get off. Okay. Up we go, please, everyone. Second soprano's honest to God. Don't, it's just, you've got to go back to the A, right? And sing it loud. White in the moon, white in. Just flip back down and then sing loud. Good Lord. One, two, three. Start right. Have a seat. Let's do the third one, please. I'm not sure you're ready for the second one because it's pretty sexy. We'll have to be together a few more weeks before we do that one. I'm too embarrassed. All I'll say about the la 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 is a certain note after a bug. Like. All right, so when I was 1 in 20, when I was 1 in 20, I heard a wise man say, "Get crowns and pounds and pennies, but not your heart away. Give pearls away and rubies, but keep your fancy free." But I was 1 in 20, no use to talk to me. Second verse, back to the beginning. When I was 1 in 20, I heard him say again, "The heart out of the bosom was never given in vain. 'Tis paid with sighs aplenty and sold for endless rue." And I am 2 in 20, and oh, 'tis true, 'tis true. Wonderful, wonderful little poem. So, a couple things. Can we make sure, look at the last page, please. Measure 17, 18, 19 is first ending. So make a little mark. We go back and sing the second verse, right? It's not too bad because you sing measure 19 and turn back and Emma's playing measure 1. So you have a couple measures to get your bearings. On page 12, again, the last page, second time through, make sure you write in, go to second ending. So I would write what says there, right? First time, second time?
Yeah.
Okay? Just make sure you make note of it, right? And the VC here is the altos. Oh, 'tis true. 'Tis true. With that name, okay? All right, so can we take everybody from the beginning on the voice parts, please? When I was 1 in 20, I heard a wise say, "Give crowns, 1 and a 2 and a 1 and a." Time a little faster. This is very slow. Michelle tells me all the time, rehearse the pieces a little slower so we can learn them. Here's the problem with rehearsing them slower so we can learn them. You never get the tempo up when I need it to get back up. You're like, "We've been doing it for 2 weeks. When I was 1. This song needs to be, "When I was young and 20, I heard a wise man say." Okay, let's do it slow one more time, slowish. But please realize this is not the tempo. 1 and a pitch. And here are these harmonies. Stu's really got pretty easy harmonies, right? Da 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 da. It's kind of very simple. 1 and 2, and everyone go.
When I was 1 and 20, I heard.
Two things. Number one, please realize at measure 6 and measure 10, we have parts moving, right? So the tenors resolve on say, and then the tenors resolve on way. So don't cut off early. Da 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 da. Does that make sense what I'm saying? Going fast. Just don't cut off until we hear them sing the resolving note. Okay? And the other thing is don't breathe between first system, page 11, second system, between measure 8 and 9. Don't breathe between pennies but not. Give crowns and pounds and pennies but not your heart away. Okay? Let's go on for now, please. Give pearls. Oh. Altos, please mark. You have the melody here. You have the melody. Give pearls away, right? That's the melody. You're on harmony, sopranos. 1 and 2, and going on. Just that step on that D. You're the color in this part. They have the melody, so make sure you listen for them. Make sure you sing out there, right? Come to the floor there. One more time, that part, give pearls. 1 and 2, forte, and go! So make sure pretty sopranos.
No use to talk to me.
Round, round, round. Don't sing. Always listen. Are you sounding pretty? Does it sound pretty? Listen to the sound in the room. Not necessarily your sound. The sound in the room. Does it sound pretty? Does it sound flat, out of tune, screechy, pushed? It just needs to kind of be low. Okay? And you've come a long way. God, Michelle and I talk all the time when I took over this group 5 years ago or whatever it was. I've come a long way. But you still have a long way to go. As we all do. As we all do. Yeah. As we all do. Okay? Good. So, altos, can we take it from the page turn, but I was young? This voice parts. And obviously, you just got to get the word one. You got to fit it with the body. First altos go up, second altos go down on the word one. If you do that, you should be okay. One and two. And, yeah, pick. Ready? One up before page 12, right? Ready and go. I think Stu likes that idea because he really likes this whole idea of trot your lad on this journey kind of thing, walking music. So someone seems to always have that. When you have that walking music, make sure you bring that out. That was pretty good, Apple. Obviously, measure 60 in the word 20, T, you just got to make sure you hold on to your D and your E. And you did a pretty good job. Let's do it one more time. Just hold on to that. Listen. Ready, and go. Out those much more sound, but besides that, great. Okay, can we do the guys? But I was 120, measure 15 plus one note. Okay. Ready and up. Awesome. So give the basses one crack at that chromatic bass alone, same thing. Ready and go. What are the Lord and Fancy Elders? Got it. Everybody right there, please, but I was 1 in 20. Actually, everybody except the soprano. Ready and go.
What are the
good job rounding those E vowels, more rounded E vowels. E, not E, E, like a lot of, it's like when you sing an E vowel, you want to sing like your lips in like a oo or O position, and you say E through it. And if you know French, that it's like umlauts in French, right? Your lips are in an oo or an O position. E, and I'm singing an E through that. If you sing your lips in an E position, you're going to flat the pitch. E, E, right? So I don't change the space in the back. I just change my lips. And that's the same for all vowels. Okay? Can we add the sopranos, please? But I was one. One and two. Tenors, basses, I wasn't quite sure of the chromatics. I wasn't quite sure if the alphas were throwing you off the D. I like the C natural, maybe 16. So really listen to your part more than the alphas there. Does that make sense what I'm saying? They're singing a D against your C natural. But I was one, everybody. One and two and everyone and breath. Back to the beginning. Beginning. Second verse.
Yeah.
Hey, so look at the second ending real quick. Oh, tis true, fermata, separate, tis tempo. Tempo. Okay? You'll get it. You'll get it. Okay, so can we do it twice more? Once, just really get the tempo picked up. When I was 1 and 20. Do not go slower than that. Voice parts, please. First ending, 1 and 2 and 1 and go. Pretend like you don't know the tempo at all. When I was 1 and 20, I heard a wise man say, ba-bum, ba-bum, ba-bum. One more time. He's only 21, for God's sake. He's only 21. One and a two and a one. Begin.
First.
Yeah, first. Oh. One and a two and a fast and go.
When I was 1 and 20, I heard a wise man say,
Dr. B, you guys, Jamie, work with Dr. B, right?
Yeah.
What's Dr. B? Tell me what Dr. B is.
It's a metronome.
He puts it out. I put it on a speaker. The metronome. Plug it in. So it's going, boom, boom. Because you think you're up to tempo, but you're dragging. You know how I know? My arms are tired. All right. What's that?
I said, need I say the dog in the leg story?
Exactly right. So I think that's probably pretty good. We might go and do that again at the end of the night. So put that away. Check out Old Love. Oh, my favorite song in the country. Yes. Yeah, here we go. So take out Old Love. Looks like this. Before we go on, Nan is going to regale you with words of wisdom.
So, many of you already know this, but on our we have a webpage, shorelinecorral.org, and there's a menu on the side, and one of those links is member resources. And that takes you to a page with lots of goodies on it. In particular, there are a lot of recordings of other people performing these works, and then instrumental recordings where a particular part is emphasized. Usually it's just played in the right side of the speaker or headphone with everything else in the left and not as loud. So you can go there and look for your part. There are also links to, there's a YouTube playlist of all the performances that are available. The Shropshire Lab, we didn't have any of that, but I did put down a version of the where all the parts are played together. If you like to put stuff on your phone, there is a zip file for every part and a zip file for all the recordings of somebody performing it. So if this isn't enough for you, and you want a CD, then there's a link at the very top to a form where you can sign up. You just put your name under performance if you want a CD of everybody performing it, or under your part, so I know what part to make and who to give it to. So please sign up within the next week or two, because all the parts are done, and I'm going to start making them. There's one more thing up there. The very top, there's a link to a virtual piano. It's a web page where you get a picture of a keyboard, and you can plunk out the notes. So if there's just that one or two measure that's getting you, you can go and play that on there.
Let's hear it for Nan. Yay! She's our hero. Emma's a little more important, but she's second. I'm like 25th.
Any glaring errors in the parts? Let's just say you notice there are like three measures where I put the bass in for the tenor or something like that. It has happened. Please let me know. Ideally, you can tell me roughly what measure it is, and then I can go back into the place where I made that and fix it. Hopefully there aren't any, but who knows. There are also some of these I didn't make. They're available on the web, so I just took them, and I'm not responsible for any problems with them.
Yes? Will you be putting the rehearsal recordings up again?
Yes. I'm recording rehearsals, and when I was here last week, Rita recorded them, so as much as possible, we'll do that. And they're also up there. Their last two rehearsals were there. I'm recording this one right now. So if you miss a rehearsal or there's just this one part that you didn't get and you want to go back and listen to it, those are also on the website.
How cool is that? Although I can't listen to myself. I can't listen to myself talk. Okay, so Old Love. This is probably the... What was the piece everyone liked of last semester that Zuzu sang the solo on?
Always Something Sings.
What's that?
Always Something Sings.
Yeah, this is the Always Something Sings of this concert. And 2 years ago, we did a Elaine Hagenberg piece. I cannot think of it for the life of me, but it was another one that everyone just loved. What was it? You Do Not Walk Alone. So, yeah. So this girl really knows how to write a tune. She sang in the St. Olaf Choir, or one of the Minnesota choirs. I don't remember which one. St. Olaf, Luther, one of the choirs up in the Upper Midwest, which has the best choirs in the country, maybe Texas. Texas and Upper Midwest has the best choirs in the country. And she graduated from there, and now she lives up in Minnesota as a composer, 21st century composer. And so this is not, it's a Scottish poem, which just I want to tell you briefly about, and then maybe you can do a little research on your own about it. George Matheson is the poet, and I guess he was engaged. He was Episcopal or some sort of priest of some sort. And he was engaged, and he went blind, and his fiancée dumped him. So many years later, he went to his fiancée's wedding to another guy and wrote this poem for the wedding many years later. That's my Cliff Notes memory of it, but do your own research. It's something to the gist of that. And so with that context in mind, O love that will not let me go. O love, I rest my weary soul in thee. I give thee back the life I owe, that in thy ocean depth it flow, the flow of love, may richer, fuller be. So despite it all, I love you. O joy that seeks me through the pain. I cannot close my heart to thee. I trace the rainbow through the rain and feel the promise is not vain. God, it's a great lyric, isn't it? I trace the rainbow through the rain and feel the promise is not vain. That morn shall tearless be. Tomorrow will tearless be. That morn shall tearless be. O love, O love, O love, page 8, that will not let me go. I rest my weary soul in thee. Page 9, I give thee back the life I owe. I give thee back the life I owe. And in thy ocean depths its flow shall richer fuller be. That morn shall tearless be. O love, that will not let me go. Just a beautiful poem. Do a little research on it. If you want to know more about the specific context, but it's a beautiful little tune that we'll start today. This is probably, it's not necessarily hard, it's just like more like a college kind of piece. You know, it just needs like a certain sound, which is going to be the challenge for us to get. Okay? So can we just start from the beginning and just do voice parts and sing a little bit? The soprano alto unison at the beginning. Okay, in 4, 1, 2, 3.
Carry. 2, 3.
The breathing ladies is Olav, 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 Olav. No breath, Connell, right? So watch again. Olav, Olav, not Olav, Olav. Get it? Olav, 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 that will... Dot, dot, dot means no breath there. Will not let me go, breath. Oh, love, I rest my weary soul in short, the short rest, soul in thee. I give thee back the life I owe, comma, so a little breath there, that in thy ocean depths it flow, no breath, may richer, fuller be. Okay, let's try one more time, ladies. One and two and... Now stop for 1 second. Just great, great, great. When you have a place you can't breathe, you can't breathe. And what's worse than that, not well, what's more important than that is that's almost always a place where it has to feel like it's energizing. So A is you can't breathe, B is you can't be dying on the vine, right? It's got to feel like it's going. And the way you, if you, whenever you don't want to breathe, here's what I want you to think about. Feel like you're a violin on the bow, and you keep bowing. Oh, love, oh, love, that. Don't feel like there's a separation. Don't feel like you're stopping bowing the sound. But the bottom line is, it's got to feel like it's going someplace. That's the climax of the phrase. Okay, can we go on for now, please? Going on. Oh, love, I rest my weary. It's got to just float, float, float. Ready, ladies? One, two. Short. That far with the piano card. It's a great start, ladies. It's a great start, but just this needs that kind of sound. You got to somehow get a phrase and not just singing the note. Just feel like that sound just flowing out more, okay? It's a good start, good start. Ready? With the piano part, they start and then the piano part, right?
Yeah.
Okay, one, two.
Oh, just, everyone give it a try, please. Altos, you have the melody here. Oh, joy, oh, joy. A one, let's just read a little bit. Ready? One, everybody, one, two, alto. Tenor. Oh, joy, that she is weeping.
sandwich again, please? Not bad, not bad. So you remember last week I was talking about when you have moving stuff, bring it out. So tenor, perfect example, is measure 25 on bottom of four. Oh, joy, and then middle of five, the oh, joy. Those things are important. Soprano's your first oh, joy, bottom of four. Okay? Because we got lots of joy going on. That's how much this guy still loves this girl. After she done him wrong. Okay, one more time. So we have the tune, and then we got all this added stuff needs to come out. Ready? So all you got. Ready? One, two. What happens at measure 31?
Unison.
You all go unison. This is to me like light bulb. Old Elaine Hagenberg must think this is important. Because oh joy, oh joy, oh joy, oh joy, oh joy. And on the words, I cannot close my heart to thee. You say it as a unison statement. So make sure you just bring that to the fore. Great. Hey, Alto's excellent job. Bottom of four, measure 27. The last measure on the page. Don't resist that suspension, right? You did fine. Just realize it's an F sharp against a G in the sopranos and basses. It's a dissonance there, so don't resist it. It's very cool. It's the pain of this situation, right? We just play the downbeat of that measure, the voice parts. So, Emma, measure 27, just bottom page four, last measure. Just play the downbeat chord.
Sorry.
Yeah, it's okay.
The whole chord?
Yeah. Hear that? Da-dum. That's the pain of the situation, right? So don't resist it. You did it fine. Just bring to your attention. Okay? One more time. Piano part. And then we're going to go on this time. Same exact thing. A one, two. Hold.
Oh,
Yeah, hey, really good read. There's someone was listening. Someone likes that song. Who listened to that one? Yeah. You could tell. Awesome. Let's spend a few more minutes out and then go on. Okay. Nice job, everybody. Nice job. So can we go to the climax? That's where we're at. And Sopranos, you did brilliantly. You did great for the first time through. Page 7. Top of the page. First off, just circle the retard. And I want that to be a real romantic retard, meaning I'm going to be a long time. It's going to be one. It's going to be a long time that last minute top of 7.
We got. Oh no, right. So the baritone.
Yeah.
Measure 42.
Yeah.
They're singing the whole note and the bass two thirds.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. Just those that one measure.
Yep.
Okay. And then the other. A tempo at bottom of page 7, right? Measure 43 a tempo, which means back to tempo. So big romantic retard, and then we really kick it in at bottom of 7. Okay. Again, that happened. One more note, top of 8, last measure, subito piano, suddenly soft. Subito means suddenly. And then bottom of page 8, circle the retard. Rest my weary soul, fermata, para, I give the tempo. So just some, I call those road directions there. There's just some directional things you got to be aware of. And in general, when there's directional things, just look up, and I'll be showing you what I want. Bottom of 9, another big romantic retard, last measure. I oh, and in thy ocean depths, it's slow. Big slowdown for that. Okay, so can we take the... So top of seven, Sopranos, second Sopranos, you just got to hang on to that D. You just got to hang on to the D. More child fearless, B, E. First Sopranos, I might even go B, E, O, O, O. Right, so sing the D and then cut off and go on to the other part. Does that make sense? Do or don't, I don't care, but I just want to make sure that all the parts are there. And I want to make sure it's clean. So if you need to sing that D to make sure you come in on your part right, First Sopranos, do it. Does that make sense? I don't care what you do in that measure, except I want it to be pretty and both parts there. So you just got to stand in D. So Sopranos, we're taking from that mourn shall tearless be. And let's add the altos, top of 7 plus 1 note. That mourn shall tearless be. Ready? 1, 2.
That mourn shall tearless be.
3, 4, 1. Yes, just go on. Okay, let's go on. Let's do it again, same thing. Okay, and don't stop unless I say stop. Okay, that mourn shall tearless be. 1, 2.
That mourn shall tearless be.
1. Come on, just sing the darn parts. But I do want to say, if you get better every time involving those two parts. It was only like a year ago you were like even more scared than this about it. So good job. Can we just do it again? And measure, on page 8, measure 47, second measure. Make sure you bring out that, oh, second soprano. That's that moving part stuff, right? One more time, same thing. Can we add the guys? I think you'll sing it a little freer if you don't feel like it. Ready? I know you won't. Ready? Yes, we'll start with the guys. Thank you, Rick. We'll start with the guys at the measure 38, 39. One, two, bass tenors.
Evermore shall you bless me.
Challenge you to make sure the last measure on page 7, you are just all over within the next couple of weeks. Because if you look at all the other parts, you're the most important. That's the most important stuff. One more time. And we do me a favor this time to listen to the choir, because it becomes easier. Let me backtrack a second. Plus, for new folks, remember last week I had you all mix up and sing? Because that's the best way to sing, right? So you can hear the other parts. Now, if you're not used to that, you're going to be like, oh, my God, I need three people who are singing my part on either side of me. But no, you want to sing mixed up because you want to hear all the parts so that you can see how you fit into it. And if you, in this context, pulling back to this, if you just listen to the whole song and the piano, you'll kind of get your part easier. Does that make sense? Because it's pretty well written. It's kind of predictable. Okay, so let's try one more time and see where it's going. Ready? Same thing. That morn shall, one, two.
That morn shall be.
And I go up there, I go, you know what you are? You're a joy sucker. Yeah, you. You're sucking the joy. I'm giving you love, and you're giving me nothing. You're a joy sucker. Stop sucking the joy out of the room. One more time. So, tenors, do you love? Do you just love? Wait a minute. Do you just love measure 43? Measure 43, though. Oh, that's a good measure. Second sopranos, isn't measure 44 and 45 a wonderful measure? Oh, my God. It makes me weep. I need a box of Kleenex. Altos, I need more at measure 47, page 8. I could probably get a good reason. But just, it's a little over. Just need more. Okay? Everyone, again, same exact thing, please. One. Same exact thing, bottom of 6 to 1, 2.
That more shall be blessed.
1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, look up the sopranos and 1. Pick up the bottom of page 8. Pick up the bottom of page 8. I rest my weary soul. 1, 2, 3.
I rest my weary soul.
tempo pirouette.
I give thee back the light. Give thee back the light. Make sure you all keep that beautiful, beautiful sound. I'll never really get into that. So, that's the first time I heard it tonight. Maybe because I was stopping. Hey, we got to do one more thing, then we'll just run this. Go to the bottom of nine. The bottom of nine. So, just play Emma B, the In Thy Ocean, the soprano parts. One, two, three, four. She's a brilliant writer because it's very vocal. It's very predictable. You just got to trust it. One more time, play it for me. Right? Two, three, four. Okay, add the altos and all the ladies right there and In Thy Ocean. One, two, three. One more time, add the guys. And In Thy Ocean, pitch please. One, two, go. Piano part, please. One, two.
Thank you.
Yeah, for new folks, this means keep spinning the sound, vowel shape. Haven't done it this year, but A, E, I, O, U. Hey, I'm going to take a minute vocal break here to take care of some business. Can you look in your folders, and don't do anything, but take out... We're not going to do them now, but we've had a little bit of mix up with the music. Take out if you have Swansea Town. If you have Swansea Town, take that out. If you're a lady, take that out. Well, take it out. Everybody take it out. Whoever has Swansea Town, take it out. Yep. Looks like this. So ladies, you don't need it. It's a guy's piece. So if you have it, give it to me. Ladies, if you have it, give it to me. Thank you. What tenors or basses need it?
One
more. Yep. Oh, can you pass it over to Bob? You have a nice voice, by the way. I heard you tonight, Nick. Nice job. Swansea Town. Oh, farewell to you, my Nancy. 10,000 times a year. That's Swansea Town.
Where does this go?
Okay? All right, so that's got it. Now, everyone take out the Shul Arun. Shul Arun. Shul Arun. Looks like this. Shul Arun.
Did I miss that on the list of things?
Yeah, we'll see. They don't have this on. Okay, so that's going to be a ladies' piece, so guys, you don't need that one. What ladies need it?
Alto.
Yeah. Anyone else? Thank you. All the ladies have Shul Arun. Okay. Yes. Wow, that was well done. Well, how was that? That was pretty good, huh? Pretty smooth.
Sweet.
All right, let's do I'll Tell My Ma, please. Can we go to page 8? Let the wind and the rain and the hail blow high, and snow come down from the sky. She's as sweet as apple pie. She'll get her own lad by and by. We're just going to speak that, okay? Hey, I just reached goal on my steps. Congratulations. Speaking, page 8, measure 32. So again, let me demonstrate. Let the wind and the rain and the hail blow by, and the woman come tumbling from the sky. She's as sweet as apple pie. She'll get her own lad by and by when she gets a lad of her own. Okay, let's do that much. Speaking, just to get the timing, okay? 1, 2, 3.
Let the wind and the rain and the hail blow by. She'll get her own lad by and by when she gets a lad of her
own. 1, 2.
She's as sweet as apple pie.
She'll get her own lad by and by.
Not bad, not bad. Do it again, please. And don't be late, right? Let the wind and rain and the hail blow by, and the snow come tumbling from the sky. She's as sweet as apple pie. She'll get her own lad. Don't be late. Try and feel where you fit in. One more time. Let the wind and rain and the hail. 1, 2, 3, and.
Let the wind and rain and the hail blow by.
1, 2.
And the snow come tumbling from the sky.
1, breath.
She's as sweet as apple pie.
1, 2.
She'll get her own lad by and by.
Okay, one more time, singing it, please. A little slower. 1, 2, 3, and.
The wind and the rain and the hail blow by.
That's a big slide. Still she is. Just don't worry too much about it. Just grab as many notes as you can on the way up and land on the part. Working backwards, everyone in the room should circle that quarter rest after Mooney. Please circle that rest after Mooney. Hey, I've got it. I circled it. I'm a paid professional. For it's Albert Mooney. Boom. She loves still she is. Right? Okay, let's do that. You're trying to find a harmony part for page 10. Once she gets a lad of her own, it's just all unison with the basses. And the same thing again on top of 10. Let them all. I think you're trying to find the harmony part. It's not fair. Just find it. One more time, same thing. Once she gets a lad of her own. 1, 2, 3, and 4.
When she gets a lad of her own.
Okay, so guys, it's 1, 2, 3, 4, she won't. 3, 4, she won't. Just sing it the very last second. One more time, play the pitches again. I guess play the parts there. 1, 2, 3, 4. When she gets a lad, when she gets a lad of her own, she won't tell her mom. It's so much later, so much later. Okay, one more time. 1, 2, 3, 4.
When she gets a lad of her own.
Great. Quiet, please, everybody, quiet, please. Quiet, please, everybody, quiet, please.
Measure 40. When she gets a lot of her own, 1, 2, 3. I was hearing you go 1, 2, 3, and then we were coming in early.
When she gets a lot of her own,
she won't come.
Yeah. No, I thought you were coming in early, so maybe
okay.
It's just me.
Maybe it's just me, too. Okay, I'll take note of that. Thank you. Can we take it from, so here's top of 11, okay? Just look at it for a second. She is counting 1, 2, 3. She is counting 1, 2, 3. Say, speak it, please. 1, 2, ready, go.
She is counting 1, 2, 3.
Got it? She is counting 1, 2, 3. Oh, sorry. She is courting. Sorry, my fault. Okay. Stop. Next page, page 12. She is courting 1, 2, 3. And I tell you, if you just would do the darn foot staff, she is courting 1, 2, 3. If you try and go, she is courting 1, 2. She is courting 1, 2, 3. Okay, speak it, please. Top 12. 1, 2. Ready, go.
She is courting 1, 2, 3.
There you go. Now going on, middle of page, please won't you tell me who is she? Please won't you tell me? Tell me who is she? So middle of page 12, 1, 2, ready, go.
Please won't you tell me who is she? Please won't you tell me who is she? Please won't you tell me?
One.
Tell me who is she?
Good, and awesome. And myself, look what I wrote in my music. What do you think, what did I write in my music? The counts. So I wrote the counts in, so I know that I have to pay attention there, okay? So please, 1, 2, and 4, 1, 2, and 3, and 4. That's the rhythm. Good, awesome. Can we do it one more time, speaking from top of page 12, I guess. Speak page 12. Speak page 12. 1, 2, ready, go.
She is courting 1, 2, three.
2, 3.
Please won't you tell me who is she?
Doctor.
Please won't you tell me who is she?
Crescendo.
Please won't you tell me? Oh! Tell me who is she?
And we're put a Vermont on that note. We're not going to make it short. 1 second, please. 1 second, please. Tell me who is she? We're going to hold that note. Okay? Question?
Measure 59 is 3.5 beats.
It's four beats. Please is one. The eighth rest is the end of one. Won't you is two and three.
Yeah, I guess.
Tell is the end of three and four is the end of three. 1, 2 and four. 1, 2 and three and four. Okay? Speaking one more time, just good luck. Same thing, page 12. She is courting 1, 2, ready, speak.
She is courting 1, 2, 3.
2, 3.
Please won't you tell me who is she? Please won't you tell me who
number
is
channel.
She? Please won't you
and
tell
four,
me?
One.
Tell me who is she?
Yeehaw! Let's see if we can sing it all the way back to page 10. She is handsome, she is pretty. Bottom of page 10. One, two, ready, and.
She is handsome, she is pretty, she is a belle of Belfast City. She is courting 1, 2, 3.
2, 3.
Please won't you tell me who is she?
And
she is handsome, she is pretty, she is a belle of Belfast City. She is courting 1, 2, 3.
2, 3.
Please won't you tell me who is she?
No.
Please won't you tell me who is she?
Crescendo.
Won't you?
Section, then we'll run the whole thing and call it a night.
Starting at
let the wind and rain measure, pick up the measure 32 on page 8. Pick up the measure 32 on page 8. Let the wind and just sing something. No, really, it's like just oh love, we have to be specific. This song's just like have fun, right? One. Does that make sense? Of course, sing the right notes, but don't worry about it. One, two, three, and.
Let the wind and rain and the hell
That's brilliant. There you go.
We just fed tips that the wind and rain and the hail go by and the snow come tumble. We just practiced that, right? Here we go. One and two and three and.
The wind and rain and the hail go by.
One and two.
Measure 56. If you're coming in early on the word please, middle of the page, count 2, 3. She is courting 1, 2, 3. 2, 3. Please, won't you? Just count, put 2 beats in there. It happens both times. You're dropping those rests on me. And the other thing, you were a little bit shaky at middle of page 9. Measure 40. Just circle the key change. I call it the Barry Manilow key change. The conductor, the composer's getting bored with the music, so they got to do something interesting, so they change the key. So it just goes up a half step, right? Just think higher there. You should lock that in. All right, up we go, the whole thing. Quickly with spirit. This is 120. That'd be fast. This is 116. When I get home, the boys won't leave the girls alone. One and two and ready, Emma. Don't sing. Just keep going. Just spam tap. That's what it has to sound like. Beginning, thanks Eva for vamping. One and two and ready, bam. Sweet. Can we take it? It's okay. Let's take one more time on it. Yeah.
How big is it? the guys are not seeing that wind. They're not.
Yeah, we didn't hold the water.
They're going the wind then, right? Yeah.
The wind.
And I'm not sure, but I think you also went ahead of me early. Who is she? Let the wind and rain. Okay, one more time. It's the first time we did the transition, right? We take it from top of seven last measure. 1, 2, 3, 4.
She is handsome, she is pretty, she is a belle of capacity. She is courted, 1, 2, 3. Please, won't you tell me who is she?
1.
Who is she?
1, 2, 3, and 4.
See you tomorrow.
All right.
Good night.
I'll take all the metal ones.
Oh, okay.